Jim McKean, former MLB umpire and MLB umpire supervisor, our go-to guy the three times a year that something like this comes up. I'm just kidding about that. I did want to ask you about just in a general sense. I mean, especially now with social media being what it is, and you know the way the game is consumed, and 24-hour news channels, and all that. How hard is it for umpires to block out chatter like this? You know, I mean, these guys are smart enough, and I don't know if they read it. I'm sure they probably heard it someplace. Do you ever really get completely comfortable blocking that stuff out? Because these guys are human beings.
Well, you definitely read about it. I mean, your friends will call you. They'll tell you right away how bad you were. You know, this happens all the time. But I will tell you guys, the scrutinization on umpires now is unbelievable. I mean, they have their own Z system where they look at balls and strikes. They'll look at every pitch in every game, in every inning, and MLB has their own Z system, which is much more accurate than one you see on TV. So there was anything that went on at all, they'd have verification of it. Plus, you know, your general manager and your manager can call MLB anytime. They will look at any pitch, explain it to them why it was called, if it was missed. So, you know, everything's on the up and up. I just want to know where Jose came up with the word vague circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who told him about that one? Because he didn't come up with that, that's for sure. He's not that smart, I guarantee you. And you know, if he's your spokesperson for the Toronto Blue Jays, you guys are in trouble.
Well, he is. I will say he's pretty darn smart, but I sense, Jim, that you are voicing a sentiment that would be common within the umpiring fraternity.
Well, of course. I mean, that's normal. And I look at your three top hitters right here, Donaldson, Encarnacion, and Tulowitzki, and nobody's saying a word. And Russ Martin, the guy who caught the game, is sort of, you know, praising the umpires, Lesbia. No, we're not perfect. We're not going to get every pitch. But, you know, it's in because your team's not hitting. If you look at the number of runs that are scored in the playoffs in both divisions, there's none.
Mm-hmm.
There was one grand slam, and that turned that game around, and that happened to be in the eighth inning or whatever it was. But last night, the Cubs did beat 1-0. There was a number of pictures that they could have looked at, but I'm sure today when you read it, you won't hear about the umpires. And the other thing that I'm not sure that we used to do is we used to cross. In other words, the umpires that worked your series now will head out to L.A., and their umpires will come in here. I'm not sure if they're still doing that. There was a reason because of the travel distance. It was just easier on the umpires. But I think that this whole thing is totally bogus. I mean, I can't believe it. Do you really think that umpires go out there and say, well, geez, I'm going to miss this pitch on purpose and, you know, I'm going to get this pitch right? The game, it's too hard to do that. You can't do that. It's impossible. Plus, as you guys say, you know, the scrutinization is tremendous. The social media, it's all media driven. You know, he gets out there and he says something like that and the media just runs with it. And that's the way it is.
You know,
we sort of expect it. But if MLB suspected anything, if the Toronto Blue Jays suspected anything, the general manager, the president, the manager, they'd be all getting hold of MLB to find out what they think is wrong.
What would happen in that case, Jim? Because, of course, we would never hear about any of that. But so what would actually take place?
Well, I don't really know because I don't think it's ever really occurred. Now, they will say, you know, if a play is missed, if a balk is missed, if something is missed, or a pitch is missed. But right now, the only thing you can complain about is a pitch because everything else is under instant replay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really nothing to complain about except pitches. And I'm not being smart, but I've watched Batista's at bat. He's swinging the balls aren't even in the park, over his head, outside, in the dirt, all over the place. He's swinging at everything. And I don't even think if he thinks this is against him or what it is. But again, you know, he's got a little bit of a reputation going. And that's just the way it is. Some guys are like that, some guys aren't. But he's not a good spokesperson for the Blue Jays right now, I don't think, anyway.
You think you need somebody a little more, less likely to make it about the umpires?
You know, if Russ Martin came out and said, geez, the umpiring was atrocious, yeah, then you say, well, geez, I better look at this darn thing.
Right.
You know, your best hitters aren't saying anything because they're hitting. And he's not hitting, so he's going to come up with something. And this vague circumstances, that's beautiful.
You know, there's a lot of talk, and we've heard it discussed with the advent of technology and other sports. You know, tennis, they have the Hawkeye system, and as I said, soccer now has got the goal line technology, the chip in the ball. You know, there are people who are saying that, you know, ultimately we're going to go towards an electronic strike zone, or, you know, you're still going to have umpires at first, second, and third, but the actual balls and strikes will be called by, they're calling it robot umpires, but it would be more likely it would be, you know, an electronic, like an electronic thing.
Right. I don't think you're ever going to see that.
Well, I don't either, but my point, Jim, is, you know, there's an element. I mean, here's the thing. You are going to have a game where both pitchers aren't going to be able to hit that little box because, you know what? They're just not going to be able to do it. And
absolutely,
you need umpires. You know, and Russ talked about the conversations you have with umpires. I mean, Russ Martin will turn around in the first inning to the umpire, or will say to the umpire, you know, I got to have that pitch today. You know, that's,
right.
I mean, that's where his fastball's going to end up. That's where it's breaking. You need that, because if you don't do that, you're going to have really long games, because that, you know, that machine is going to have that square there. And I don't know. I just think people sometimes think that technology can solve everything. And
well, I totally agree with you. Now, that technology is not allowing the umpire to do that. He can't do that.
Right.
He's got to stand with the primers of that box. Or he's judged down, and, you know, his grades are not good. He's told that you've got to work within the box. Actually, you get a ball's width all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the leniency you get. And if you go outside that thing, then you're in trouble. And they'll tell you, you can't do that. This is a strike zone that we want. Now, if they want to change it, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, I look at pictures on TV, and I look at pictures in the box, and I say, oh, my goodness. They got to call out a strike, or they're going to be here for New Year until New Year's. And the problem is the game is slow enough.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to get some more excitement in baseball. It's the slowest game we got going right now.
Yeah.
Look at hockey, speed up. Basketball, speed up. Football's slow, but they're still doing better. Baseball is falling way behind. Way behind. And they have to realize the more strikes are called, the more times you're going to get batters to swing, the more action you're going to get. And we don't have that. They've taken it back. They've cut it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get off the subject here, but two replays every six innings. So that's four replays they can work on in the first six, seven innings. And that's ridiculous. That stops the game four times.
Right.
For no reason whatsoever. Trips to the mound. I mean, I watched the Cubs the other night. They had a young catcher, rookie catcher. He went out like three or four times in a half an inning. And as a supervisor, I've counted games, and believe it or not, guys, and you can get 30 times catchers have made visits during nine innings.
I've seen games where I would be willing to bet that there were 30 pitches or 30 trips to the mound over nine innings.
And if some of those are coming from the dugout, I mean, the manager saying go out there and talk, and that's supposed to be a trip to the mound. But if you ever do that, you get reprimanded by Major League Baseball for charging with a trip. I mean, umpires are going to do exactly what they're told to do. If they don't, they don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Jim,
and that's what they're doing. They're saying stay within the ball's width of that box, and they have to do it. Now, ones that aren't, that are called pitches that are strikes and balls, they're making mistakes. But Jeff and Steve, believe it or not, you know, we go over those things every game, every pitch. And these guys are having seven pitches a game, one way or the other. Not total mistakes, just that could have gone one way or the other, seven. And they're working at 96-97% rate, the whole thing, according to, you know, their own box, not mm-hmm. the one you're seeing on TV.
Jim, we're not privy to what umpires think about a game, or there's not a lot of access to umpires. And I just wondered, you know, behind closed doors, sitting in the umpire's room, you know, two things. How do the guys, what's the conversation when you're dealing with a player who is, you know, constantly in conflict with umpires or shows umpires up, somebody who, you know, is where it's not a one-time thing, where it's a pattern. And then the flip side of that, how do umpires among themselves talk when one of them has a bad game, when a guy really does have a bad day?
Well, surprisingly enough, you know, we'll come in and out of the plate umpire will admit it, because we're going to look at the video right after the game. Those guys have access to that video right after the game, the rented tape. They put it on a computer, and they watch their whole game. And they'll say, geez, you know what? I had a clunker. I mean, I just had a clunker. We're going to have clunkers, and we have those. You just hopefully don't have them in the big game. And as far as players complaining and the constant complainers, I mean, I'm not even on the field now. I can tell you, you know, 10 guys, the same 10 guys all the time. And you know what? Batista's one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very obvious because you just sort of brought it up. What do we do if we have a player that we're concerned about? Well, obviously, Batista must be one of them because he's doing all the talking. You know, now, can you do anything about it? Probably not. Not now. In the old days, oh, we could go to war with him.
Hmm.
I mean, we'd have a field day with that guy. I mean, I know I would.
Well, tell me how that would play out.
Well, he'd learn to keep quiet, period. I mean, or he's not going to get what he wants. I mean, any borderline thing, go against him. Can't do it now with the boxes, but, I mean, in the old days, and then the real old days, when I first came up, you know, they actually had to teach guys lessons.
Right.
You know, to worry about hitting. And it's always the guys that are having problems, never the guys that are going okay. I mean, how many hits has he got in the playoffs? I don't know.
Not many.
Does he have any?
I think he's got about 3 or 4, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
In this series, he's 1, 2, 3. He's got, he may have 3 or 4 hits in the postseason.
Okay, that's out of how many bats? 17, 18?
Yeah, close to that.
Yeah,
yeah, well, he's scuffling.
That's sort of your answer right there. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's your answer. And if you work with guys, and you guys both work with a lot of people, you work with the guys that are complaining, 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 you learn not to like the guys, period. That's just the way it is. That's
right.
Human nature.
So,
you know, I hate to admit it, but that's just honesty.
Yeah. What do you think, you know, when the commissioner's office hears this, or when the umpire supervisors, when they hear comments like this, Will they say anything to the umpires? And by that I mean, will they say, hey, you know, just, you know, you're doing a good job, you know?
Right.
Will they be reminded, I guess, is what I'm saying. Will they be reminded before today's game that they are, as far as the commissioner's office is concerned, they are doing a good job?
Well, they'll know if they're doing a good job just by the results of the balls and strike counts they're getting.
Okay. Oh, of course. Right.
Off the system. So they'll know. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, as you say, social media and friends and Twitter and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's really funny. The Blue Jays don't like if the Indian fans are happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's just a bad case. Now, Jeff, you called me a few other times, and believe it or not, it's mostly about Batista.
Actually.
When you think about it.
Yeah, that's actually.
Yeah,
you're right about that. Be quite honest.
6 times this year and 4 times about Batista. So,
well, come on. No, give me. I think it was 3 and 3. 3 times is replay, Jim.
I guess we've established a trend, is what you're saying here, though, right? Yeah.
I'm only kidding. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do. Hey, Jim, listen, we really appreciate you joining us, as always. Thanks so much. And next time we call, you'll be about something else than Jose Batista. I promise.
All right, guys, have a good day.